Oh, doctor, now you tell them we want new paint, new plumbing, new electrical, and patio furniture.
Patio furniture?
First rule of negotiations, doctor. I always ask for more than what you want.
Fine, and what if all they give us is patio furniture?
Summer's coming.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on.
A riddle for you. It takes me 28 steps to get to the elevator, but it only takes my roommate 14. Why?
I don't know.
She only has one leg. I got a better one. I fell down 17 steps, but old lady Hudson only fell down 3. Why?
I have no idea.
It was a different building. Salpas, where's your sense of humor?
I'm sorry, Sophia. It's just that Scotty kept me up all night. I'm afraid my little Oedipal one is trying to age me so that no other man will want me.
It's working.
Hey, look at this. The baby wagon is having a get-a sale. Oh, isn't this clever? Buy a pacifier, get a rattle. Buy a blanket, get a bib.
Buy a clue, get a life. You need some time away from that baby. Go out. Get your hair done.
Get my hair done? Sophia, I have responsibilities. I can't just drop everything on the spur of the moment to satisfy some petty vanity. Why? What's wrong with my hair?
Carol, you gotta lighten up.
Really? Do you think?
I'm talking about you and your kid.
Sophia, I that would mean getting a babysitter, and I've never left Scotty with a stranger before.
You're exactly like my cousin Mona. From the minute little Alfonso was born, she was obsessed. She stayed with him night and day. Almost ruined his honeymoon.
Bye-bye, Noel. Thank you.
Can't believe a bunch of kids at an amusement park would just attack me like that.
Well, maybe next time you won't try cutting line at Mr. Tippy's teacup ride.
You wouldn't expect a 4-year-old could pack such a punch.
Okay, Mr. Heckler, time for the usual questions. Are you covered by Blue Cross, Blue Shield, HMO, PPO, MasterCard, Visa, or Discover?
You know, I love it the way your mouth puckers when you say PPO.
I'll take that as a no. Please sign the pink form.
You got a pen?
Why don't you use the one you stole when you signed in?
You know, it skips a little.
Was the operation a success, Doctor?
Yes. I've removed the obstruction and circulation has been restored. The sink is resting comfortably.
Morning.
Oh, Harry, how'd it go down at the management company? Are we going to get the things we need or not?
Hey,
did you kick butt?
I was dealing with an 85-year-old woman. I mean, she reminded me of my first grade teacher, Mrs. McDivitt. I was her favorite.
But you did tell her how upset we are.
Oh, well, I told her we were perturbed.
Perturbed? Geez, Harry, such language. Did she wash your mouth out with soap?
No, she gave me tea with honey in it. And a cookie.
So you come away with squat.
No, Laverne, he come away with squat and a cookie.
Oh, then why did you send me? I don't see you going down there.
Well, I don't have time for that. I'm a doctor.
Oh, I'm a doctor.
Well, I've got paperwork to do.
I do your paperwork.
Well, I have a confession to make. I can't negotiate. I'm nothing but a big old cream puff.
You're a what?
I don't know how to haggle. You know my 84 Pinto? Still got a year left on the lease.
Okay, doctors, I can see it's time for me to take over from here.
No, Laverne. I can go back down there again.
Dr. Douglas, it's your choice. Who do you want biting at the heels of our landlord? Laverne the Pit Bull Todd or Harry Squat Weston?
Laverne, kill.
Good morning, dear.
Hi, Daddy. Daddy, I've decided to take Sophia's advice and spend a day away from the baby.
Great, yeah. Go out, see a movie, do some shopping, get your hair done.
What is wrong with my hair?
Nothing. I just meant that this is a chance for you to go out and do something for yourself.
You know, that is exactly what occurred to me today when I was tape recording myself reading excerpts from my diary. I thought, it's time to start thinking about Carol for a change.
Yeah, it's about time.
Daddy, I need you to look at this. It's the sitter application that I left at the agency.
Now, see here, do you like children? Have you worked as a babysitter before? Can you find Waldo in this happy, wacky jungle? This is a bit much, Carol. You shouldn't expect... Ah, there's Waldo with the red and white hat.
No, Daddy. That's the monkey.
Then why is he wearing Waldo's hat?
Hey, Carol. What you doing?
I'm looking for someone to take care of the baby.
Ha! I knew you'd get bored with this whole baby thing.
Charlie, I'm interviewing babysitters.
Babysitters? What do you need a babysitter for when you got me?
You? You don't even know what babies eat.
I do so. Babies eat baby kibble.
Baby kibble?
Baby seed?
Oop, there's my first interview.
I remember the babysitter I had when I was 18.
You had a babysitter when you were 18?
I had a babysitter, I had a cheerleader, I had a car hop. I had parents on vacation.
Hello, Mrs. Griffin. I'm Carol Weston.
So nice to meet you, Carol.
Please come in. Follow me. I've just been going over your application. I must say I am most impressed with your credentials, not to mention that you are the only one who spotted Waldo among the papayas.
Hi, I'm here about the babysitting job.
Yeah. Right. The newspaper made a mistake. You want the house next door.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
My quest for the perfect sitter may well be over. Did you get a good look at that man?
I think so.
Good. Never let him in the house.
You mean I'm hired?
You are perfect.
Oh, Carol, you won't be disappointed. I can start right away.
Ah! Get out! Get out! Cool.
Let me try that. Cool.
Hey, that's my little vessel partner.
Stop playing with that, Stuart. I'll be with you in a minute. So, how'd it go?
Like I always say, never send a doctor to do a nurse's job. Our landlord's going to meet us here any minute.
Hey, nice going, Laverne. Did you kick butt?
Well, it wasn't necessary, Doctor. That sweet old woman warmed up right away when she found out we were from the same hometown, Goose Harbor, Maine.
You told her you were from Maine?
Yeah, I'm from there. Now, before that bozo gets here, let's get our demands straight. We want to present a united front to that bum. We want all new plumbing.
Make it copper.
All new wiring and air conditioning.
Make it central.
Fix the roof and a new paint job.
Make it Aztec white. Hey, look at me. I'm negotiating.
Ain't you forgetting one little thing, Doctor?
What?
Patio furniture.
Landlord trouble, huh?
Yeah, but not for long. We're going to straighten out that egg-sucking slumlord.
That'd be me. Although I prefer the term egg-sucking low-income housing entrepreneur.
What?
You own this building?
Yeah. You got a problem with that?
Yes, we have a problem with that. We want all new plumbing. Copper.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Boy, you are bad at this. Look, Heckler, that's not all we want.
Save your breath. I heard your demands, and I'm willing to compromise.
Good.
You can have my old patio furniture half price.
You ever heard the word rent strike?
That's two words.
Not where I come from. And if things around here don't change, you ain't gonna see a penny of rent, and there ain't a thing in the world you can do about it. Now get. And that, Doctor, is how you handle a landlord. Oh, my Lord, he's locked us out.
So, that's how you handle a landlord, eh, Laverne?
Did she reach the lawyer?
She's talking to the lawyer now. She's doing real good. I coached her.
But we can fight the eviction. Good. A $25,000 retainer? That's ridiculous. Not if it's standard.
Yeah, okay.
I have to call you back later.
All right, no, but it sounds like we can fight the eviction.
Oh, yeah, we got a real solid case.
Great. When do we go to court?
3 years from Monday.
All right, look, maybe I should talk to Heckler.
I'll handle it. We're going to get back in that clinic. If I have to get on my knees and beg.
Now, why would you want to do that? We've got him right where we want him. Everything is going according to plan. I got his respect. I got his attention.
You got us evicted.
Step one.
What's step two? He runs us down with the truck?
Ain't you people ever played chicken poker?
No.
First thing you do is get yourself 52 chickens.
Laverne, I don't want to hear this.
The point is, you got to know the hand you're playing. You think it's so easy to rent a place in that neighborhood? Every day the clinic sits empty, it's money out of his pocket.
Maxine, she's got a point.
Well, as they say in chicken poker, you got to know when to hold them, know when to chop off their heads and eat them.
You have played. Well, okay. That should do it. Did I mention that there are two pre-prepared bottles in the fridge?
Three times.
Did I show you where the alarm is?
Four times.
Did I show you the first aid kit?
Yes, you pointed that out during the fire drill.
You're right. Oh, my God, I forgot to show you how to work the phone.
Oh, no, I know how to work a phone. My uncle has one. You know, you should hurry along, Ms. Weston. You don't want to miss that hair appointment.
What is it with my hair? Did I mention that Wednesday is Scotty's mashed banana day?
Today is Tuesday.
In case I'm late?
Don't worry about a thing, really. I've done this 1,000 times. You just put all those concerns out of your mind.
You're right, Danielle. And I have every confidence in you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Danielle. You're just not working out.
You know what I think, Miss Weston. I think this is the first time you've left your baby alone with a stranger, and you're just the teensiest bit anxious.
You're right. You're right. It's classic separation anxiety. I'm a cliche. Carol. Carol.
Oh, you have to let go.
Goodbye, Scotty. I love you. I'll miss you. I'll be back around four.
Hello, Mr. Hackler.
Laverne.
May I have a word with you?
Oh, I guess. Come on in.
You live here?
Yeah. Kind of cozy, huh?
You live here?
Oh, yeah. I own the building. Just got finished redecorating.
Look, Mr. Hackler, I think you know why I'm here.
Yeah, well, I can guess.
You've got something I want. I've got something you want.
Oh. Well, you put it that way, it sounds good to me.
Good. Now that we both know what we're talking about, let's just get started.
I like your spirit. Why don't we just sit down over here? Careful, there's a loose spring in there somewhere.
Look, Mr. Hackler. Oh!
That takes care of foreplay. Come on, sit down and say it for me.
Say what?
P-P-O.
P-P-O.
Oh, no, the way I like it, you know, slower, softer, and pouty.
P-P-O.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you acting so icky?
Baby, you gotta relax. What? You wanna buy a drink?
Look, Mr. Hackler, let's just get down to business. Now, you got yourself an empty store in a bad neighborhood. If we're not in there, who you think you're going to rent it to?
Nuts for less.
Nuts for less? You're a bluffing.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's my bluffing lease. You know, you played right into my hands. I guess you never heard of a little game called chicken poker.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Harry.
Where's Scotty?
Out with the sitter.
Oh, great! Carol finally got out of the house.
I'm really proud of her.
Yeah, it's the talk of the neighborhood. Anyway, old Lady Hudson fell down a flight of stairs.
Sophia, you already told me that one.
Okay, old Lady Murphy fell down a flight of stairs.
Then?
She died.
I don't get it.
The woman died. Does everything have to be a joke to you, Harry?
Sophia, I'm sorry. Really, I didn't know. I didn't understand.
Gotcha.
Oh.
I'm irrepressible.
Yeah.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
So, what do you think of my hair?
Ooh, it's very, very the same.
Exactly, Daddy. A good haircut doesn't scream, "Hey, look at me." It whispers, "What's different?"
The important thing is that you got out. Where'd you go?
First to Johann's for the haircut, then to the bookstore, then to Chez Cherie for lunch.
Oh,
there's my Scotty, my little baby Scotty. Daddy, this is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing? So where did you and my grandson go today?
First to Johann's for the haircut, then to the bookstore, and then to Chez Cherie for lunch.
Carol, I thought the idea was to spend some time away from the baby.
Well, yes, Daddy, but one has to take these things slowly. I went to the bathroom by myself.
We didn't go into the stall.
Well, I'm going to go upstairs and change.
Okay.
Well, it's over, Harry. 5 years of my heart and soul into this place. All the hard work. I must have seen 30,000 patients. Taken 11,000 blood samples. Looked at 4,000 x-rays.
Okay, sweet. Come on, let it out.
My God, it's over. I'm finally free.
They love.
Harry, I think she's trying to tell us something.
Would you look at this?
Pay no attention to them. They're finished. Now, we're going to redo the entire building with copper plumbing.
Yeah, that ain't all you're doing. New paint and a new roof.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am, but what's that to you?
Plenty. We're going to be staying right here.
What are you talking about?
Oh, allow me to read from your file. Let's see. No dollars, no cents is the amount I am able to pay for services rendered. I, Vernon Hackler, hereby attest to this under penalty of perjury.
Would you say penalty of perjury again?
Doctors, Mr. Hackler has used the pink form at this clinic since 1990.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah, let me see that.
Big deal. Everybody signs a pink form.
Not everybody owns property all over Florida.
Well, it's time to pay the piper, Mr. Hackler, and you better bring cash.
Because the piper don't take pink forms, and he don't take American Express.
Well, you're never going to make it stick. Nobody gets the best of Vernon Hackler. Hey, I said skip the undercoat. Skip it.
Hey. You ain't skipping nothing.
God, what a pleasure to finally drink a hot cup of coffee with the lights on.
Yeah, ain't it amazing what the words 10 to 20 will do to a fella?
Hey, you with the putty knife, you think spackle grows on trees? All right. Spackle grows on trees.
And that, Dr. Douglas, is how chicken poker is played.
Laverne's amazing. She not only got us new wiring, air conditioning, plumbing, a new paint job, she got 6 months free rent.
That's not all.
Thank you.